Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at Collars & Co.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. Sometimes you be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
Let's do it, because you're right, Filippone. We are the podcast that does every NFL matchup every week. And we're going to start with the Super Bowl rematch, the highly anticipated Super Bowl rematch. The Eagles go down to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs for the second time in a row when seeing them. They beat the Chiefs 20-17 in Arrowhead. What is your biggest takeaway from the Super Bowl rematch, Eagles-Chiefs?
My biggest takeaway is that it was a much more challenging game. But the Philadelphia Eagles seemed to cause the same problems that they did in the Super Bowl. They ran the football efficiently. It wasn't no big plays in the passing game, because we all have to come to grips that Jalen Hurts is going to win the way it's called upon winning. If it means throwing for 350, he can throw for 350. If it's meaning, you know, managing the ball game, don't turn the ball over, get the team in field goal position or whatever the case may be, he's going to do that. The Kansas City Chiefs, they just don't have enough weapons, and the offensive line still had troubles. With the addition of Za'Darius Smith, he had a couple big plays in that game. No sacks, but hurries that got Patrick off his spot. And that defense, they wasn't able to really. I mean, they slowed down Saquon Barkley. They did a good job for the most part, but it's still some plays that was made, especially in the fourth quarter, that I felt that the Kansas City Chiefs of old would have made those plays or wouldn't have allowed those plays to happen. So those are my biggest takeaways from that game. And they have to get a running game. The Kansas City Chiefs cannot continue to rely on Patrick Mahomes to drop back 45 to 50 times a game, running for his life, and expect them to win. You have to implement, you have to be able to run the football to have much more of a balanced attack. When the Kansas City Chiefs were winning their ball games, they at least had some sort of a running game, not as pedestrian as it is right now.
I think pedestrian's too kind. I mean, again, for the seventh straight week, Patrick Mahomes was the Chiefs' leading rusher. Seven games in a row. That's unacceptable. No amount of Patrick Mahomes wizardry or Andy Reid play calling genius can overcome their issues on offense right now, which is saying something, because both of those guys are two of the best at what they do. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, I'm sorry, he circled this game. We know that. He's not the player he was before. That's fine. I mean, he's older. He's going to the Hall of Fame, but they can't count on him like they used to. He drops a ball at the goal line that goes for an interception that completely changed the entire game. If he makes that catch and scores a touchdown there, Kansas City might win. Instead, it's a momentum changer, and then Philadelphia goes down and scores right after that. And that was pretty much the game, because they weren't going to be able to overcome that deficit against this Philadelphia defense. The bottom line of this game is that the Chiefs just don't have the offensive playmakers, mm-hmm. and they should get Tyreek Hill there as soon as possible. Hill does not want to be in Miami. I don't care what kind of baggage he comes with. He can still stretch the field, and we saw him have over 100 yards for Miami against New England on Sunday. Short of something like that, Kansas City, as we predicted on this podcast, is not going to go back to the Super Bowl. They're not going to be able to keep up with Baltimore and Buffalo. I thought their defense played well enough to win, Pat. I can't really get on them. They held Jalen Hurts to 100 passing yards, and they held Saquon Barkley under 100 rushing yards.
Yeah, it was just those costly plays, though, like those big plays in the first quarter.
Like the Devontae Smith catch and some of those tush-push plays, mm-hmm. no doubt. But I think if you had told Kansas City before the game that that's how their defense would have performed, they would have been okay with that.
Right, I agree.
Instead, their offense is just – even with Reed being one of the great play callers of all time and Mahomes being probably a top five quarterback ever, they can't overcome the lack of big time players they have in their offense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they're definitely missing their playmakers. And like I said, they cannot depend on Patrick Mahomes to be back there running around, you know, for his life, because at the end of the day, Patrick's getting older as well. You know what I mean? Father of time is undefeated.
They are 0-2 for the first time in Mahomes' career. This is the first time he's ever lost three games in a row, going back to the Super Bowl in the first two games of this year. Percentage of teams that have started 0-2 and made the Super Bowl, Pat, 1%. It doesn't happen. It very rarely happens. It has, but it almost never does. The Chiefs are in a little bit of trouble now.
I agree. And what did I tell you about
I know.
The coaches? That's in that division.
I know, but I still picked the Chiefs to win the division. And guess what? I'm still going to pick them to win the division right now.
Well, if you go down in Kansas City, there might be a little chicken on the top of a church ringing a bell saying the sky is falling. But not in Pony's world. Pony still thinks they win the AFC West. We will see. Let's go to the Falcons and the Vikings. A good Sunday night matchup we got to watch last night. But J.J. McCarthy was not able to turn it on in the fourth like he was able to turn it on in the fourth quarter. In week one, struggled a little bit. We come to the end of this game and recap it. What is going to be the bigger story from this game in this week? Will it be Atlanta's defense and how they stepped up and played well, or will it be the struggles of J.J. McCarthy?
Well, I'm going to make it the Atlanta defense, because this was my pick to be the biggest dark horse and sleeper team in the NFL this year. And they have had, since 2020, the fewest sacks in the NFL. They have not had a guy get to double-digit sacks in like 7 or 8 years. And they won this game for the most part with the pressure and pass rush that they got, because they kicked field goals the entire game until the very end when Minnesota let Algier score there to try to get the ball back. They sacked McCarthy 6 times. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's got a makeshift offensive line. Their left tackle, Darisaw, still out recovering from that knee injury. They suffered a guard injury in this game. Their center, they had a different center go in there who had not taken a snap with McCarthy before. So you know, in the past, Atlanta wouldn't have been able to take advantage of that, Pat. Mm-hmm. They got a ton of crap for trading with the Rams and giving up so much to get that second first round pick. But both Pierce and Walker had sacks in this game. And Leonard Floyd, everywhere he goes, is a competent, productive pass rusher. So I have to tip my cap to Atlanta because they knew they had a problem. And it looks like for the first time, they finally addressed it. And that's why I'm so bullish on them, because I think their biggest weakness is not a strength of the team yet, but it's not an overwhelming problem like it has been in years past.
Yeah, Atlanta defense did look very, very good. But I'm going to go to J.J. McCarthy just because last week, yeah, we saw him have that heroic fourth quarter, but the first three quarters of that game was very, very bad.
Yep.
And those first three quarters in the Chicago Bears game rolled over into this game. And it started from the first drive when they tried to do a quarterback sneak and he fumbled the snap. I know you said he had a new center in there. And, you know, that can be, you know, different off the first time exchange with the center quarterback center exchange. But he had another later on in the game where he had a mishandle of the ball, where they tried to fake the toss and it slipped out of his hand. So I'm going to make this about J.J. McCarthy because we got to have better play. You know what I mean? I thought he was going to be able to build off that, you know, that performance that he had in the fourth quarter against the Chicago Bears. And when they got home, he just seemed to never get out of first gear. It wasn't very inaccurate throws, never really got in the groove. You saw him and Kevin O'Connell talking on the sideline, telling JJ to go through your progressions, calm down, let's relax. You know what I mean? So this game was definitely a step backwards for JJ McCarthy, but Coach O'Connell is going to have to do, I won't say a better job, but he's going to have to do better of getting him in the flow of the game early on in the game because he's still a young quarterback. Like, I know that he had a good game. He made some good throws. Well, he had a good fourth quarter, made some good throws, helped the team come back. But at the same time, he is still a first-year player technically because he didn't play last year with the injury. So there's still going to be some learning, some growing pains, some learning curves that JJ and that Minnesota offense is going to go through. But I'm not worried at all about his future. But I'm definitely going to make this game about JJ McCarthy's performance.
A young quarterback in a win now situation. We see guys like Justin Jefferson employing some patience and saying that he's sticking with it. But at some point, Pat's right, and Pony, you're right too. We got to see some progression from J.J. McCarthy. Let's go to the Jaguars and the Bengals because the Bengals were able to get a win, but Joe Burrow and that turf toe surfaced again. He will be out for at least 3 months, as reported from Adam Schefter. As a Joe Burrow fantasy owner, I am screwed. But let me ask you guys, are the Bengals themselves screwed without Joe Burrow for the latter part of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate to say it. Jake Browning, he's a complimentary, you know, backup quarterback, but he's not going to be able to win, in my opinion, seven to eight games until Joe Burrow gets back, because that's what he's going to have to win for them to stay competitive in the AFC. You know what I mean? And not only in the AFC as a whole, but in the AFC North. You know, you got the Baltimore Ravens. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who they just came off a bad loss, but they're a better team now that Joe Burrow is not in the lineup. So they're gonna, I believe they really should try to make a trade for one of these backup quarterbacks elsewhere, like a Jameis Winston, someone like that that have. And I know they believe in Jake Browning; he's been in the program, but he's not the guy that's going to get the job done. As you saw in this game here, threw three interceptions. I know he just got thrown into that game, but he threw three interceptions against the Jaguars, who was the last passing defense ranked defense secondary in the league last year. And he stepped in and threw three interceptions. They won the game, but as a quarterback, you cannot step into that role and put your team in that position. Once you do, you know, get the nod to get in there and be the quarterback. So no, I don't think Jake Browning is going to be enough. Yes, I think the Cincinnati season is screwed.
Well, he did, to his credit, orchestrate that 92-yard drive and overcome the three interceptions at the end of the game. So you do give Browning credit for at least being able to bring his team back because they trailed for a lot of this game. even at points. I mean, Trevor Lawrence threw a horrendous interception in the end zone that would have put Jacksonville up 14-0 when Burrow was still healthy. And it's those kind of plays. And Liam Cohen, you could tell, was not pleased with his quarterback in this game. And there's a lot of growing pains that you can still see within that relationship. My opinion on what should happen here is this. I'm going to give Jake Browning two games. Okay, they've got a really tough schedule. Their next four games are against teams that made last year's playoffs. But specifically, their next two games in September are at Minnesota and at Denver. Tough places to play. We know how loud it gets in Minnesota, and we know Denver with their defense. If he looks awful in both of those games, I'm trading for Kirk Cousins. That's what I'm doing. Zach Taylor comes from Sean McVay coaching tree, and that all kind of comes from that Kyle Shanahan system, which is what Kirk Cousins has played in for most of his career. He's thrived in that kind of offense going back to when he was in Washington when he first started. It is a huge contract. But here's the selling point I would make if I'm Zach Taylor to my owner, Mike Brown, who's notoriously cheap, even though he's given out these big contracts, Pat. I'd say, look, we believe that this is a huge season for us. We don't want to waste it. I think I can get something out of Kirk Cousins, and he can play well here. It's going to seem like a lot of money, but if he comes here and plays well, then we can just trade him in the offseason to a team that needs a starting quarterback. Let Kirk Cousins come here, revitalize his career, and when he does that, okay, now we've got the now we're in the driver's seat because someone's going to come to us and want him as a starting quarterback next year. So that's the gamble I would make here, that you can put Kirk Cousins in this offense with these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Weapons and play well. Now, he might get killed behind this offensive line. I mean, that's very possible based on what we've seen happen to Joe Burrow. But you can't let this season slip away and just go with Jake Browning if he struggles in the next couple of games for them, because they're 2-0 for the first time in the Burrow era. But given the next four or five games they play, if Browning performs poorly, they could be 2-4, 2-5, no problem, Pat. They could lose four or five in a row.
Oh yeah, it's very possible, because you know we had big questions about the defense. You know, last year they still was a little shaky this week, and I believe what gives them confidence is having Nine as their quarterback, knowing if they do give up a touchdown, he's possibly going to drive the team back down and put points back on the board. So that kind of canceled out. Now the defense is going to have even more pressure on them to play mistake-free football. And when you have pressure on you, it busts pipes.
Oh, man. Not only do they have to play mistake-free, they might have to create some more opportunities for Jake Browning and that offense now. So we'll see. But that's an interesting concept or interesting plan you have for Kirk Cousins, Pony, because if we look back 1 year and think about how Sam Darnold went, we can see that is a very, viable option for some players. And, to see if the Bengals actually make forward to that decision. So we will see. Let's go to the AFC East. The Bills and the Jets squared off in New York. Pony, you predicted a Bills blowout. 30-10, you know, depending on whose side you're looking at, could be a blowout, could be. That's a little too close to the game. I wanted a little bigger of a win. Did this game go as you expected?
I mean, they were up 30-3, James. I mean, this is about as big, the biggest blowout as you get in the NFL. The Jets didn't have a first down on third down. They were 0-11.
On their quarterback only had 30 yards, if that.
Mitch Trubisky came into the game because Josh Allen had a bloody nose and in one play had more passing yards than Justin Fields had in the entire game. I mean, this was about as this looked like an LSU homecoming game. It looked like Northwestern State came to Baton Rouge for a Saturday, Pat. I mean, it was the Jets gave back all the goodwill they built up from playing a close game against the Steelers. They looked like same old Jets. And we talked about this on the preview podcast. Questions about the Bills' emotional letdown. Short week after winning Sunday night, what they were going to look like. They ran the ball at will on the Jets in this game. Allen as a runner. James Cook had a couple of incredible runs, you know, backing up, getting the contract extension there. And you know who else looked really good? And this is going to be a huge X factor for the Bills. Joey Bosa. Punched a ball out. Justin Fields crumpled early in the game. And then he hit him enough times, he ended up knocking Fields out of the game later. If they get that version of Joey Bosa, if he's healthy and he's playing like a top 10 pass rusher, that's another thing we've harped on. Who's the Bills' game plan wrecker on defense? He was that guy for this Sunday, Pat. He was awesome against the Jets.
Yeah, Joey was the Bills. It was basically a defensive game. And Cook's game
for James Cook.
James Cook, you know, with the way that he was running the ball. Just very disappointed on how the Jets played, man. You know, my man, where's Justin Hurts? Justin Fields wasn't able to bounce back off that performance that he had against the Steelers, and that probably was an emotional game for him. And that took so much out of him to where he wasn't able to, you know, come back and be the efficient quarterback that he had. But here is the biggest thing, though. This is what we heard out of the Jets camp all training camp. Jets didn't have a great day, then he'll come back and have a bad day.
Rollercoaster.
He'll come back and have a bad day. So he has to find a way to be consistent. They have to find a way to continue putting him in better, good positions to be successful. And it just started from the jump, from the first drive. You know, Breece Hall had a couple of nice runs, but they just was never in sync in the passing game. And when you're not in sync in the passing game, that's what the score can finally can end up being. Because in the words of Herm Edwards, if you don't have a quarterback that's throwing the football and getting you first downs, that football field is now 150 yards. And that it was for the New York Jets on Sunday.
Very long football field. So did the game go as you expected?
Yes.
You expected that ball?
No. It did not go as I expected it because the way the Jets played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I thought they would be able to run the football better than they did, because I had some concerns about the Buffalo Bills rush defense. And they pretty much bottled that all up. You know, Justin Fields was the leading rusher on the team, but Breece Hall didn't. He was a non-factor, especially after that first quarter and that first drive. So, no, the game did not go as I expected it to go. I thought it would be a little bit more competitive. As me and Pony said, we thought the emotional win that the Bills had last week would take something out of them, but it looked like it didn't. You know, they came with that same passion, that same fire and energy that they did in the Baltimore Bills game. So the Bills did what they were supposed to do. You know, if they felt like the Jets were a bad team or they wasn't playing enough, they put them away early. And that's exactly what the Buffalo Bills did.
And they helped me cash my best bet, my first of the year. Thank you, Buffalo.
You did call that.
An unexpected outcome. Let me talk about another unexpected outcome in the NFC East. The Giants Cowboys producing an epic shootout down there in Dallas. What was your biggest takeaway from Russ and Dak, you know, absolutely going toe-to-toe and the Cowboys getting an OT win?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.